wurde, war Puritan. Und in die Reihe von Namen, die wir schauen, die sich das Umfeld heißt, die nicht das Erdäher, doch die Namen von Polisch, und schon ist ihr alles die Trümmer, die Omgulom ist Bale, und Dirsche, die Chinoewitsch, und ich habe die Trümmer. Der Blätter Mechaik, Kerl Lechemisch, der Bishua Peiter, die kommen alle Gmöhe, Miche, Mezbaile, Jirsche, ich will ja nicht. So, also, sehr, sehr, sehr machleke sind nicht in der Fresse, um es, mit den Blätter der Bishua. Suppose a woman was married to a kid, and she was in trauma. And then she was told while she was engaged in the act of being trauma, she was told, Miss Violet, your husband died. So her husband died. So she's not getting gossiped, she was not allowed to be trauma. And oh dear chef, your husband divorced me. So the blessed Mechai Kyan Mechanech, if he's out, Kuma Bishagiri, so the Malachi is that he has to pay Karen and he has to pay a Chemesh, one fifth of the Truma. He has to give it to the kid, it's Kapor, the Chemesh is Kapor. Kapor. So here too, she here to fall was a king asking the kid, she was allowed. But unintentionally, not knowing that her husband is dead, or that her husband divorced her, so she kept on eating. But she was really sad. So in the way, she is Hayabes, Kerlechemish. And Rabbi Yeshua says no. Why? Because only if somebody eats the bizarre, eats Truma Bishkov is high Kerlechemish. But the Enes, you see there is a basic difference between Sheyeg and Enes. Sheyeg is a Chayte. Sheyeg is a Chayte. Sheyeg is a Chayte. Let's say if somebody is Mechal Shabim Sheyeg, he has to be the Chayte. If somebody kills a human being in Sheyeg, he has to go in Boris. Because he should not have made that mistake. He's at fault, but Hanus, by having met that, he's not at fault, he's not even a Chayte. Maram also, he's not at fault. So, only Chayte, Echel Tumor Bishgobo, Zal Shachot Tumor Bishgobo is Chayte. But Zal Shachot Tumor Enes is not Chayte. So there the Blazer says that she's as a human being, she gets. By the way, she is at fault. She should have found out that the husband is dead and that she is divorced. And what we should have said no. She's an amusa. So she's not Khayeves Karen. She's not Khayeves Karen of him. But Khayeves Karen of him. Alright. So you show me the kashe. Bishlay maids. Alright, that we know. So the woman didn't know. The husband was in another city. She didn't know that her husband died. But Gavish, the get has been delivered to her hand. So is how can she be she gets? How can she be she gets? Then your shalom is coming. You come out of the boy, Nihemeiz Mai. We can visualize each other. But dear Shechmir Yadeh, so she knows, Abol Namre, Ki Mishnah Vishen, Shechim. In other words, that this Mishnah Drit Chayles goes according to the Mishnah Vishen. Shechim Abuso Bas Yisroel, Oy Chayles Bitruma, Vinovir Mikanuk. Because, now that doesn't mean that according to Mishnah Vishen, so, and Abuso can write that for the vision, she can be a chalas b'tchum. At כל איש נרישי נעשוי, הגיע הזמן ולא ניסייס שיקנית תחום. הגיע הזמן ולא ניסייס שיקנית תחום. שיקנית תחום. Set the date of the Nisuin, let's say half a year later, after the Nisuin. And then, the Giyazman, but the Nisuin didn't take place half a year after the Nisuin, the way it was expected. It was scheduled to take place. So Mishnah Rishena said, since the time is already arrived for the Nisuin, has already arrived for the Nisuin, she can start in it. So Mishnah Rishena holds the whole business by the Chachamim on the Saki. That's not also connected to the world because of Shemot Tims, Shemot Tashke, Kos, Yochi, or Lachis. But if it's already the year's month, so then she already, you know, moves out from her father's house, from her father's house, in no particular. Some male, she's the Teresach before. And Mishnachim said, even if he gives man, even if he gives man, but Lloyd says, as long as the Nisuin didn't take place, so she's still a Solach before. Why? Because all Mishnachim or the business by Magus Nadu Fumo is because of the possibility of simpanis, of moving. So when does he find out whether she has been or not after Nisun? But until Nisun actually takes place, even though this man is already alive for Nisun, so there's still a chosha of simple. Anyway, so the Yerushalmi did the Teretz that this Mishneh, the first Fumo, goes according to the Mishneh Rishenu. And according to the Mishneh Rishenu, so even Arus at the moment it's a year's man, even though it's not Nisayis, so she can already start eating in Truma. So in other words, so Yisho Shirechal in Truma. She was in Arus, Nisuin did not take place, but Nisuin was supposed to have taken place a week before. But it did, it was postponed. So according to Mishnah Rishenu, so she was allowed to start eating in Truma. She didn't know that her husband divorced her. But then, in the midst of it, she heard a report, you know, that 2 days ago, your father received a get from yours. And since she was not also, even though it's in years, man, reason says, but soon it will take place, so she still is Gershus of him. So maybe the father can recover again without notifying her. Without notifying her. Kabul na hama ki mishnu vishayne shikha usha yisroi hama ye tchumo. Ve yobiyo mi kabul bita. Echal ye tchumo the moment By Gia's mandolin, he says, some Meilesh cannot be held. So then, when can she start הייתי במקומו אומר את הניסוי, סמנה לידם משנה זוות פרנס תוי ניסוי. משנה זוות פרנס תוי ניסוי. הניסוי. But then you ask if she is a ניסוי, so how could she not know that she was divorced? After all, she has to get a gift, not the father, not the father. Suppose she appointed the shliach to get a gift, but the shliach had to go, had to travel, let's say, 50 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, in order to pick up the gift, to get a gift from the bar. And he was able, so, in other words, it should have taken him 10 days with an ordinary horse, but he was able, the Shliach was able to get a special horse who can travel very fast, and he was able to reach that destination in 5 days. But women have known that here he was able to get such a quick horse. So Mele, she couldn't have expected the gear should have taken place already. So she assumed, she took it for granted, that the Shliach will get it yet 10 days later. And now it's only 7 days later, you know, as of the time when the Shliach went. So she drew the conclusion that the get was not handed over by the Baal to the Shliach. So she still is wife, the king's wife. So she was even taller. So that's why she didn't know. The Potter Shomo is covering it. I'm walking for you. Very strong time. Now, that's all for today. Now, for tomorrow, if you go and be more up to the few days of Dalai, the two dots of the series.
Somebody was designed with her, Schaim Nisei,
es kol bor bor shish shvat khidesh because I could say that maybe yidn by kano is as affecting as yidn by kotman test by yodman test so it's not changing gomo there is no hindrance in the kotman the yodman the kotman test and he's yam the yvonne and then somebody else will be sanuing that yvonne so not the hindrance is changing because it's like minor so I could say maybe when you go to a yodman is boa pan yvonne itane yinshan in the heart it's also like minor so come I don't know this is not what minor this is yin gomo yin gomo Yirali koyan boi yom kone Komato tinkin gomu Hayom lapi da ay se Isao tala kamino ikan yom yira bonon Ki yom ha osu pia du tes Ki manam bi godo Matinu ikan pirek Matinu ikan shis Kato ishe skopi So I could have sao tala ay do Oha nama nasa di tan Ki manam bi godo I could have such a sao tala ay do Komash no no But hayom ishe shis Doesn't mean that As Rashi explained, in other words, if she was in Kodeshes, the father of the Kabbalushi, and then somebody would be zan with her, so it's high mission. That we know from the same. But it relates to the expression preceding it. In other words, in Bo Yom Kone, and if after that somebody was Bo'el, after the yom was yam her, so is chayvishish. Umi ukasha. The fairy Brazil omer.
Has reference to the case where
he Biyomim was born off first. So then Shikim is Shisha Biyomim. So the Gemara should say, Hashikim the Ayim Bola Yomim Koyes, how will you name a Adai the Hochali? Adai the Hochali? So the Gemara should say, not Adai the Hochali Kish. If we explain the price like Rashi, that he doesn't have reference to the caves of Bola Yom, but just he is the army. So then we understand this why we more deduces from this price that we rely on God, because if we were not relying on God, so then we should be reaching, maybe she's an ironess, then we should do it. But even if the pshat, the price is the way, the re-explains it, Hayom Shishish has referenced the case when Yom was first brought up. So he was king of Hirasivome. So she became Nita Shishish, Nivome. Then somebody is brought up. He's Hayom Shishish. So the Mora should say, Adai the Dochami, which is an ironess. Even though all Tamis don't turn out to be an ironess, maybe this time will turn out when she grows up as an ironess. So I'd like to talk a lot. Now, this thesis is perhaps eager on the surface. That would be all right if Yidin Bitoyes wouldn't be, but there is a special aloha by Yidin, that Yidin Bitoyes, it's Yidin. Yidin is not like Yushin. Yushin requires das of the Mikadosh. And if somebody is Mikadosh and there is a Toyes, so then she is not to be Leshes, Yushin Toyes. Because had he known this and this, he wouldn't have given his consent to take her as his wife. But he, there is a Mishin for Leshes. Habual Vente. Habual Vente. Bein Shege, Bein Mezi, Bein Beinez, Bein Otzon, Iskono. Habon Vemti, that means Yivon Beis. The sixth pairing of Yivon Beis. Habon Vemti, Bein Shege, Bein Mezi, בין בירוצה, בין בינז, בין בירוצה. אפילו הוא שני בין מזידו. הוא מזיד עם שגגס, הוא אנוס בי, לא ינוסו, כי אנוסו בו לא ינו. הרמר המחדגים לקונו, וכי מבי רבי, so this is the shalokh by even without his das without his heart beines no from nagat as long as he was mishabim and she be down, let's say mishabim, I mean, he was mishabim, mobi alishay, and then he is not from a god who bore invented. He didn't want, it was against his will to be yabdi one. But as long as he was mishabim and be down, so then he's kene. So how can he say toys? It doesn't require das, Yidin doesn't require das. Yidin doesn't require das. So I looked, so I saw the Agoyis Rishash as the Kashi. Now Tesis in Sanhedrin has the same discussion, but he doesn't, that piece he doesn't have. That the next question that he has here. Mash the king there in Bola Yom Koi, how we remember a night in Hokkaid. Now, let's go further. Vichitime, that you should be Hokkaid, she is Koi, Ulu Hokkaid, Koma, that night in Hokkaid Koi. Enoch and Ame, the Pshat in the Price, is like the Reed, that Hayom Shishish has referenced the case when Yom was first born. So she became a Shishish, the wife of Yom, And then somebody else was Bala. So he's Chayimis and Koshis and Shishim Shaliyomi. But then you ask, why does Gemara say, if we are not, if we don't rely on God, and we have to be the Chayishish for you, in respect to the Nefoshis, some melee, maybe she'll turn out when she grows up as an islandess, and abide in the Hochali Kiddush, you should say abide the Hochali Yidin, because Gemara means, I write in the Hochamim Kiddush, the first husband, the deceased brother, is like Kiddush. So, some melee, there is no limit. So then, there is no limit. Then there is no limit. Then I wish you up to me, it's called the Lord and come up. If I do Holy Kodesh, Vash the Mayna Kmine, after I write in the Holy Kodesh, you come up in Motzal and Nifra, and I have a Mishishish, who I own in Islam, Basimu, the Chziva Shatil, the Pablo Islands, Tesu, Sin Sanhedrin, just mentions this Kashi. So it's okay, but Tesu, see, at first, he has the Kashi. Why does Morris say that Yochum Kiddush? Morris should say about Yochum Yidim, and that's difficult. Because as far as Yidim is concerned, it doesn't make any difference what his Kavanah were, what his Das was. Whether it was about Yochum Yidim or Loyim, even Bainess. So you see. But I think the Pshat is a little in a roundabout way, but I mean, that's the obvious shot basis, otherwise, I mean, this is saying something that is contrary to Mishnah Foreshes. And Mishnah Foreshes, and then you'll see, I mean, when you go over the Tesu Siyah Vomes, you'll see that that's the shot in Tesu Siyah, even though it's a little in a roundabout way. Because, in other words, Tesu's in the Kashe, also knew that of Adaita the Hochul Kiddush, Adaita the Hochul Kiddush, Ochif Ameis for Kiddush. Because Moshe, if she turns out to be an islandess, so the average person is not interested in marrying an islandess. So the Yogi is not interested in marrying her, and the Ochif Ameis, the deceased brother, is not interested in marrying her. Now, so if she doesn't turn out to be an IMS, so then the deceased brother had the rotzen to marry her. So maybe she is a woman and she is cuckoo to the live surviving brother. So then the surviving brother can retain her even without his das. But if, let's say, in the event, when she grows up, she turns out to be an islandess, so then we say, the Yom is not interested in marrying her, but as far as the Yom is concerned, doesn't make any difference whether he's willing to marry or not. He's keen her with him anyway. But if she turns out when she grows up as an islandess, so then it's going with a mafreya, the deceased brother never gave his consent in marrying her. That his dushin won't be toyous. Now if his dushin won't be toyous, so she is not skukor to the surviving brother. But what if it had been with his approval, so she could become his wife through the Shabir. In other words, she is not his sister. Because the original Dushin by the deceased brother was the choice. Fine. So she is not his sister anymore. So she is a stranger. She is just not his sense. Like, but he still can be Kadish Shabir. If he's Bola. But if it had been with his consent, so then she would become his wife as a result of being born now, what officially was the Tera Sidhu, but actually it could have been the Tera Sidhu if it had been with his consent. But if she's an islandess, so Jostein Sidhu's brother was not interested in marrying her, so the surviving brother is not interested in marrying her either. But if she had been his sister-in-law, then he could be cane her anyway, whether he's interested in marrying her or not. But if she's not his sister-in-law, so in other words, Tay says in the Kashi also knew what this was saying, that when he was saying that I did the Hochul in Kodesh, it means the deceased brother. The deceased brother is in Kodesh. The deceased brother is in Kodesh. So the Patricia says, but that is not enough. The deceased brother is in Kodesh. Because the Gemara should have mentioned Adaited Hochel in Kodesh, the deceased brother, and Adaited Hochel in Yom, the surviving brother, did not intend to marry her because in view of the fact that she is not his woman, because at Eidon Hochul in Kodesh this is brother, so she's in Ochris, but still, so if she's in Ochris, he could marry her, you should be it, but at Eidon Hochul Yom, not Yom Yib Tirasim, what is called him, the Bia, by the Yom. But in the event that she turns out to be an islandess, so then to be going with Mafreya that she is not his sister. Not his sister. If she's not his sister, also she's in Ochris. If he had been interested in marrying her, so she would become his wife through the Shabbie. Through the Shabbie. But just as we say, Adaita the Hochel in Kodesh, this is brother. So Adaita the Hochel, no Yom, not Yom, he didn't manage. But Yom, he was not born to become her as his wife. So the Gemara should have said, Vi amret lo yazin en basaro, Shemo, he islandess, the count. Adaita the Hochel, lo Kodesh, the deceased brother, the night of the Hoche, Lo Yom, which also means Lo Kodesh, the surviving brother. That's what Jesus means. You'll see, when you go over the Jesus in the Gomez, you'll see that this is what Jesus means here. Saying two things. Adaita the Hochel in Kodesh. He's not interested. The deceased brother was not interested in marrying her. So the Meila, she's in Ochris. So then he could acquire her as his wife for the Shabbat. But again, Adaita the Hochel in Kodesh, the Yom is not interested in marrying her either. So Mele, when the third person is Bo'olel, shouldn't be Chayav Nisa, she's not Nisa Shish. Because she was never married to the deceased brother, and she did not become married should be a, to the surviving brother. So what is she? In final analysis, if you do it, why should the person who is bother of the higher reason, you should worry Shishish? That's the pshat in the right of the Kodesh. Now the right of the Kodesh has reference to the deceased brother and to the surviving brother. The retainer in that injunction is going, Ulo hat man right of the Kodesh, Rasha man af mine, after the right of the Kodesh. מקומו כמעט לא נבחר, עמי חיון עם שישיש, ואיר נסלה פסימי, תרסי ואשתי לי פרט לאירנס. Even if we say that the deceased brother was a night dog of Kodesh, let's say the deceased brother made an explicit declaration. When the deceased brother married her, he said, I am marrying you regardless what you turn out to be. Even if you turn out to be an Islander, I still want you as my wife. And then he died. And then he died. And then the surviving father was born. But if she turns out to be an Islander, then he is not Kenya. Because an Islander is not Basil. So the Gemara should have said, for a while, maybe she's an ironess, the ironess of a simon, not maybe she's an ironess, but I do not have a Kodesh. I do not have a Kodesh. So, Tesis could have mentioned the Kashi, just the last expression. That's the way Tesis expresses it in Sanhedrin. But here, Tesis expresses it in a roundabout way. But that's the question in Tesis. Doch in der Ode bei euch. Die Chayon in Oreo nicht für Shishish, bein am Boer der Jogen, bein an die Shishish daum. In other words, it's a combination of Rashi's Pshat and the Riz Pshat. Rashi said, the Chayom Shishish has reference to the case of Shishish Daum, and the Riz said that Chayom Shishish has reference to the case when Yom was born out first. So then she became Shishish of the Yom. Then somebody else, a strange person was born also in Chayimis. Now Tesis is combining both of Rash Pshat and the Riz Pshat. In other words, the Chayim of Leo is Mishishiki. So implies two things, two cases. One case where just Shishit Alme, and one case of Boal Yom, and then somebody was born out. So it's high, he said, because she gave Shishish of Yom. Well, Loch Yire, before the Chayom Olam Shishish, Bein Ayin Boal Yom, Bein Ayin Shishish Da'al Mekoy, Vechidush Ha, Dikoy Name Ayin Boal Yom, in Sefer, the Bola Echot, Achas we call Bola Echot in Kolarayas, La Vishmanino, Mahil Mishnamo Dafi Shishish, but not if she's an Shishish of Yom, because then I could say that it's not Kini King Gomo. A Yom is not Kini King Gomo in Yiktam, only like Maima. Hosam Tomi Chmiho Dichayobi Se Konan Bodo Yusidi Bola Yachm Vahayas Lav Shmiro Medo Yidi Yidu Mishnama Dafke Yishish Hosam Tomi Chmiho Dichayobi Yishish Yarabim Dobi Tirei Yisdefanisne یه خیابی نوه ها میشونی شیشی I mean at this moment I don't remember in other cases what they just mentioned is a rabra gali. Rabra gali, the Chidush HaRami Sanhedrin constantly mentions a rabra gali. And he was a Talmid of the Ramban. I don't know, maybe there was another rabra gali. But I'm not aware at this moment, I'm not aware that Tesis should mention a rabra gali in other places. So that means, I mean, that this is a Tesis Nucha. A Tesis Nucha.
There's a Tosis on Mount Zion.
Yeah.
I just, it's funny that you should mention that. I don't notice his name anywhere else either. Rabba the Wonder Bishuddin's. The Shuddha of the School of Yonetis.
Yeah.
Is he ever mentioned
that? Rabba was a mute.
May Shaz.
Which was Seth?
The Bible was with Balaam of the
Which was Seth?
The Rabbit. Rabba Gali is the Sakonisa and the Hayon and the Lama Mishin Shishish. The Ashmin on the Sefer Mamins and the Yodo. Otsalaima, the Afam Heimo, the Bo. Our mission the Reis Hayon is very strange to shout. The Hayon and Mishin Shishish, the Sefer, advises us. In other words, not that Hayom Olam Hashem Shishish has reference to the case where Ibrahim was born, Olam. Because if Ibrahim was born, so the Chiyuv Yisrael from Ibrahim is not because of his Shishish, it's the Chiyuv Yisrael of Ibrahim. Not because of his Shishish, but it's not superfluous. The Reish is not superfluous. Because as a result of the Reish, so mainly we have a Chiddush Yaseifa. Because if the Reish hadn't mentioned Hayom Olam Hashem Shishish, so then I would say that Mun Simal Yodo on the Seife does not include them. Now then that the Reish mentioned Hayom Shishish, so I can say that Mun's Al-Yodo includes even Bia Zayn. Vashmin the Sefer Mun's Al-Yodo Okina Dahabeino in Hivo Al-Misho Nereges Al-Yodo Habein. And we have this. Nereges Al-Yodo Habein. Whether the Behemo is Bo upon the Misho Nishish or the Heimo is born and Misho is free, it doesn't make any difference as far as the real itself, the Heimo is concerned. So then the Heimo gets Mis anyway. If the Heimo is born, the Misho is born, it might be a little confusing because the thesis is here that the Heimo in Bo Aloisho, in the Regis Hayola Abeimo. So one could make a mistake, because since Tesis uses the Russian Bo, Russian Kebe, the Tesis has reference to a female Behemne who is Bo Aloisho in the Regis. If a female Behemne is Bo Aloisho, she is not the Regis, because that's not considered a deer. But Tesis means a male Behemne is Bo Aloisho. Then the Behemne is Chayot. But why does Tesis use Roshin Kevo? Because in Roshin Kevish Behemo it's Roshin Kevo. But Tesis has reference to a male Behemo that is Bo Aloisho. So then the male Behemo is Chayav Nisi. The male Behemo is Chayav Nisi. The Behemo is Bo Aloisho. The Regis Hadoda Behemo. He will turn Elo Hodim in Smal Yodo if the Reish hadn't been mentioned. Have Amine that the Sefer is reference to Bias, to Arayas Dumyadei Shishish. Our Abimelech, that's a different kind of a being. Our Hashtag in Tonegoreishe, the Chayom Noel Mishmishish, e de sempre, então o mundo se malhou, as minhas rios da feição raia do Idame Mestres, que me abrimo a manhã, se tiveram estrelas.
But the Yid means what would otherwise be considered Yid. But in view of the fact that she will turn out, that she might turn out as an ironess, so then it will be the so-called Yid will be also Kaddish. But I like it. Then it requires us, because it's not actually a title of it. I wish it because I am born young and my poor. Nehi, the my doctor, Kodish, and our Christian, he stole in a wine and my local meeting. I will be afraid. Nehu, Jum, that I pay. Can you give a my poor name by the Kodish and our Christian? He stole in a wine and my local meeting. How will we have faith? Nay, who is the Hoche? Dilmo. A type the Hoche could be shocked for this. The shoe. In other words, Dilma, there is a trace in here. Dilma, a type the Hoche would could be shocked for this. The shoe in this is young. You have to put in the word for this. Not here, it's written. Dilma, a type the Hoche could be. So you should put in. Nei, who is doing a type of the Hoche, Lori Kodish of Polish. Let him more spell it out. Lori Kodish of Polish. The Shu Venish is young. So she did not please. Oh, you have a hatch this time. You're my legacy. אם בכל עניין בין הבית לדהוך הקודשו וישנו לא יקודש אין לי שסיון this is the this, that this is the pshat in Teisves in Yosh יש לימד נוק את הבית לדהוך הקודש בשביל להסיך הנאמר בו למתחה ולבוא לאו אחד Because I saw that he says something else. Because he wanted to ask from Boa from Sefer too, in Boa Leachon Kola Reis. So that from Sefer it's also a riot that from Kol Vesarov. In Reishe or in Yudea, because what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say there in Sanhedrin? When the Gemara tries at the very outset to reduce from this price that from Kol Vesarov. Because if we don't go Vesarov, we forces. So how can we give Nise to the good who have all the shishish, the Ktano? Maybe when she grows up, she'll turn out to be an ironess. So that means she's not Chayebes. He is not Chayeb Nise, because she was not in the shishish. She was never in the shishish. So at first, the Mora says that perhaps the Chayobin Oleo Mishmi Shishish in the Reishe. Doesn't mean Chayom in Olo Nisen Shishish. But Chayom in Olo, if somebody is born and that Ktano Bishayye, so he has to bring it home. As far as home is concerned, we certainly rely on hope, assuming that we don't rely on hope regarding Toshes, but we certainly rely on hope regarding Kol. So then the Mores, Pokoton is safe, the Boal Echot Nikola Arayes, Shabbateo Muntzinayor, so it spells out in the same Muntzinayor, the finish. But at first, the Gemara said that the Gola or Chayomim Shishish has reference to Kol, not to Nisi. But Nisi not, because we are Heshish Nemesis and Islanders. And the Gabin Nisi, we can rely on Kol. So then the Gemara had the Kasha from the same. So he says, we say the number of women in the world, we go away, I hold in our eyes. In the ratio of your day, I do not wish to hear, my Chayon will come and call me, to be shunned. U Polich, who moved Sinkotane, who make your say, he shall be thrilled. Except that the Tarts and at first didn't understand that the Makshi had in mind the same thoughts. So then, so he thought that the Makshi had in mind only the ratio. So he said, as far as the ratio is concerned, it can have reference to call. So then the Makshi spelled out his original kashi. My kashi is not just from the ratio. My kashi is from the Seife as well. And the Seife spells out Mumsi. So it's a riot that we go. But how? So then we do more. We can It is reference to the case where he was recovered upon himself. In other words, that even if he turned out to be an islandist, so still he won't serve to be recovered. And the Shannon will keep our life, period, be safe. Our Bereshe, Leilon Zorach Leima, Mai Hayon Diktone, Kom, Yehoson Lein Hanen Mide, Mashe Kib La Olaye, Kib Pirashi. So in other words, it's basically saying here, you see, that in view of the fact that Hayon Mishishish has reference to a young who was born first, and then somebody else was in Zanu with her. So it's Chayev Nise, because she's an Ishishish of the Yohu. So Mele, we have to say that when Mora says, Hochem Ma'askinom B'Kibla Alayim, B'Kibla Alayim, so that has reference to the same thing, B'Kibla Alayim. But the Reishe must be applied to the case. In other words, if we are going to say that we do not go Bosarov, the government forces, so then we have to apply the ratio even according to the
tablets of the Gemara when the Kiddur alive. So we still have to apply the Reishe to the to call, not in this, because in view of the fact that according to the V, so Hadelun Shishish, so has reference to the case where the Yogi was brought first, and then somebody else was Mizana with her. So of what significance is the fact that Kabbalah, that the Dochi Borishim explicitly said he is Mikavisher, even if she is an Islandess, he's Mikavisher. He's an Islandess. So, but then, if she's an Islandess, there is no Yibn. And if there is no Yibn, so the Borlao is not Kene. So then it could be Kene only, Bitiras Bies, so then it requires Das, Das of Yom, Das of the Yipome. And since she's a Tane, so it could only be effective if the father will give his consent. And all these facts are not mentioned. So Mele, assuming that we don't go Bosavot with governing forces, so then we have to apply the ratio of the price to call, not the reason. Because he couldn't get this. I mean, I'm only saying it in the subjunctive. If the halacha had been that we don't rely on Rov regarding Foshes, but only the MS, we do rely on Rov regarding Foshes. So maybe we don't have to apply the ancient call. We can have reference to Nisa too, but the way the Gemara is saying now, you cannot deduce from this pricing that we rely on all the government forces. We can say that we don't rely. Then, but the pricing is reference to the case where he was Mikabel, the Mikadesh said explicitly that he is willing to be Mikadesh even if he's an islandess. So that Ukinte has reference to the savior of the pricing, but not to the ratio of the pricing. Because the ratio of the price says reference to the case according to the Reed, where the Yom was first Boalel, and then somebody else would be Zanah with that. If the Yom was first Boalel, so Mele, even if the Ochi Bobishen was Mikabel upon himself to marry her, even if she is an islandess, but if she is an islandess, so true she is his sister, but then there was no Zike. By islandess, there is no Zike. If there is no Zike, so he couldn't become her with Yasimi. Only with Yas Dushibie. So then it has to comply with all the prerequisites of Dushi. So the father has to give his Das and so on. The father has to give his Das. And his Das is not enough. The father also has to give his consent. Meshanim the Kiddur alai. Period we say that our creation we don't talk lima. My Hayomi Mitone called me also my Hayomi Mitone called me also on a medium as a Kiddur alai. Because even if the Ochi Mavishnu was in Kabul. So what? So she is the sister-in-law of the surviving brother. But he couldn't retain her with Yerushim because there is no Zike in an islandess. He could retain her with Teras regular Dushibir. But then it has to conform to all the dinim, all the prerequisites of Dushi. Now, she couldn't have given Das a consent. She's a Tamil, so who let him give the consent? The father, it's not mentioned in the price that the father gave his consent. So why is Chayvalo called? Because insofar as called is concerned, we are not Chayish from you. Then we certainly rely on what, but maybe we got him to say we are Chayish from you. So even if Kibbalo, she couldn't get this. We could say that. This is what the Gemara is trying to say. But a little bit MS, we say
that we do rely upon the government fascists. So Mela Ulemes, even the Reiche has referenced this. Now here, there's something interesting. Remark, nowadays is, so who gives that deterrent Rabbi David? But here, he mentioned the same deterrent in the name of the revolt, not Rabbi David. Rabbi David, that's one of the regime in Uhori, but the revolt is one of the regime doomed. The popular is the Haram Shishi, the Lalu Kanova, the Kunova, the Rai, and the Rai, and the Hema. The Haram Shishi, but the Rai is the same term as the Hema. There's a time for all these, the Rai is the Hema, they receive the meditation, but only the Rai is the moons now, but for all the time, we still have the Hema, no, they, all men, we have the Hema, Klaais, because in the same thing, the price spells out the inner sector.
The owner is also hired only Chotiner. weistauglich sehen, solche Riedische, der Kern ist schon diese, diese Reihe in der Lektion, die in Jüsse sind, früh kaufen. So at first, the Kalachina wants as follows, first. He says, he's producing a Kalachina. In other words, he learns out the Chomo from the Kal. The Chomo from the Kal. In the Kal is Chaye. In the Kal is Chaye. So certainly the Chomo should be Chaye. Now what premise is the Kal? And what premise is the Chomo? So at first, at the outset, the Talmud reduces Keren Birshusan Mizek, the Chomo, from Keren Birshusan Rabin, the Kal. Now Keren Birshusan Rabin is relatively Kal. It's really on a relative scale, it's a minor premise. And Keren Birshusan Mizek, on a relative scale, is a major premise. Why do we say that Keren Birshus Rabin on a relative scale, relatively speaking, so Keren Birshus Rabin is Kal? Why? Because Shem Rebbe is Potter Birshus Rabin. So that means there is a certain leniency attaching to Birshus Rabin. So Keren Birshus Rabin is the Kal premise because of the leniency of attaching to the Rishus Rabin. And Keren Rishus Hamizek is the Homo premise because that leniency doesn't apply to Keren Rishus Hamizek. So the original Kal Vachomer by Rav Talpin was a limud of Keren Rishus Hamizek, the Homo premise, from Keren Birshus Rabin, the Kal premise. Homo from Kal. So Keren Birshus Rabin is the Melamed. You know, whenever you have a Kalachina, you have a Melamed and you have a Lomed. So in the original Yalfuse by Rav Talpin, Keren Birshus Rabin was the Melamed. And Keren Birshus Hamizek is the Lomed. He's the Lomed. So the Kalachina learns as follows. If the Melamed, Keren Birshus Rabin, which is a Kal premise, so is Chaye, so the Lomed, which is the Homo premise, certainly should be Chaye. And the Rabbanim say to the Kal, there is a certain Pirche, applying to your Kalachina. You are learning out the Lomid, Keren Birshus Hamizek, the Homo premise, the Lomid, from Keren Birshus Rabin, the Melamed, the Kal premise, Dai Lomid Nadir, you see, let the Lomid have the same status as the Melamed, but not more Homo than the Lomid. Now, what is the Melamed? Keren Birshus Rabin. What's the extent of the liability of Keren Birshus Rabin? Have damages. So in Mele you can learn out that in the Lomid, they also have damages. But how can you learn out full damages? Dialogue Nadim is needed. Let the Lomid, Keren Birshus Ayochid, have the same status as Keren Birshus Rabin. And what's the extent of the liability of Keren Birshus Rabin? Have damages. So that should be the extent of Keren Birshus Hamizek, also have damages. Now, after the Rabbanan Sefer of Tal, dialogue Nadim is needed, let the Lomid have the same status as the Lomid, that's called Dayu Chosen. This is called Dayu Chosen. You will see that expression in cases all over Shas. When you learn Midas, you will see it many times, that expression. So that's called Dayu
בתחילה סדין. די בתחילה סדין. די בתחילה סדין means let a woman have the same status as the man. Then, Naftali, after healing, the Pirche by the Rabbanon, against the original Kalachim there, he modified his Kalachim. Where is original? The Kalachim Ren, the Yalkusi of Kerem, Bereshus HaMizik, being reduced from Kerem Bereshus HaRabim, and modified Kalachim there, he said, now, I am not reducing Kerem Bereshus HaMizik from Kerem Bereshus HaRabim, because then you'll be able to say, Dai Rovna means Gimini Mitzchilas Adi. No, I am reducing Kerem from Shemarel. I am reducing Kerem from Shemarel. In other words, I am reducing Kerem Bishus Amizek from Shemarel Bishus Amizek. Now Shemarel, on the whole, is a cult, is relatively cult, relative to Kerem. Because Shemarego has a leniency in which Sarabim is totally gone, doesn't pay it off. Whereas Karen has the chumre, has the stringency that it's higher even the Sarabim. So Karen vis-a-vis Shemarego, which one is homo and which one is cow? Karen is homo and Shemarego is cow. So the final Yalkuse by Rav Falkman was not the Yalkuse of Kerem Bishus Amize being reduced from Kerem Bishus Rabbi, because as against that kind of Yalkuse, in regard to that kind of Yalkuse, there is a Pirche of dying first Adi. The final Yalkuse of Rav Falkman is Kerem from Shemarego, and Shemarego is the cult from us. Kerem is the homo premise. So Talmud says as follows. If the cow premise is higher, the cow shemre is higher than as a shore in the Rishus HaMizek, so the homo premise, if shemre, the cow premise, is higher in the Rishus HaMizek, in as a shore and full damages, so the homo premise, Kerem Rishus HaMizek, certainly should be higher for damages. Now the Rabban cannot say die with chesed. Die with chesed means let the lamed be like the lamed. So in the original Yalfuse, where the lamed was carrying the shesarabi, so then you could say let the lamed carry shayochi can the same status as carrying the shesarabi. But now that the lamed is shemarego. Shemarego Rishus HaMizek. So, if we are going to say, let the woman, Kerem Rishus HaMizek, have the same status as Kerem, as Shemarego Rishus HaMizek, so then it should be higher full damages. Now, but still, Rabban said that, even in regard to the final office. But now they say die in different sense, not die in the sense of Tchilas Adin. Dying with Tchilas Adin means let the Lomet have the same status as the Melamet. But dying is safe Adin. Dying is safe Adin means this. What is the Melamet? The Melamet is Yishan Red, Yishan Samizi, and is higher than Ezek Sholem. And what is the Lomet? Kerem Yishan Samizi. So Kerem Yishan Samizi, relatively speaking, is the homo premise. So I want to say, Tartar, why do you call Kerem Rishus HaMizek a homo premise relative to Shemarego Rishus HaMizek? Why is it homo? Because Shemarego has the kule vis-a-vis Kerem, the Rishus HaRabi is potter. The Rishus HaRabi is potter. Whereas, I'm sorry, Shemarego, I'm sorry. Shemarego, I mean, because Shemarego has the kule, the Rishus HaRabi is potter. Whereas Kerem does not have the kule. So Kerem is homo.
because Kevin does not have the kule, the chemeregla. But what's the extent of the kule of Kevin over and above chemeregla? The kule consists in hevdelos, because chemeregla is potali kamre, in which is rabbi, and Kevin is chayv. But Kevin is not chayv in kamre, he's chayv only hevdelos. So the extent of the chumre of Kevin over and above Shemrego is how much? Hevdelos. So Mele, you are trying to use Kevin Bishus Anizek from Shemrego Bishus Anizek. Why? Because Kevin is relatively homo. Let the Lomeid be limited by the chumre that the Lomeid has over and above the ground. What's the limit? The limit of the chumre that the woman, Kelet, has over and above the Melamed Shemarego, have damages, not free damages. Some mele, this Yalfuse should be limited to the extent of have damages. That's called dying zina. It's called dying zina. Vintina, we need a dire savior. Great amazing care. Will be kesset in Kiyar Bia. Dai Ki Bia, let it be limited by the Chumre. Let it be limited by the Chumre, by the limit that is imposed upon the Chumre of Bia. Dai Ki Bia, Vilu Yachil. Elo, aha, chupe, aha, chupe. You see, the only difference between the alfusim will come in the alfusim here, because kalachina manifests itself in two forms. One is the deduction of the homo from the cow, and one is the deduction. The deduction of the cow from the home. The cow from the home. Now here, so he says, maybe Daya Zidine, Kalima Meiz Ikeach. So it's really the same form here. Over there in the Wakame, we learn out Keren the Homo from Shemarego the cow, and here we also learn out Ishe from Shepatlainis, the Homo from the cow. So it's the same form. Minda Siddiqui Amazi Kia Hatabulium in Kesit Kia Bia. Dai Ki Bia, let it be limited by the limit that is imposed upon the homo premise. What's the homo premise? That is, what's the limit? That it can be machal bitume only alacha chupe. The most of the beit vulkame. The beit vulkame. So why did the Gemara say, actually, the Gemara itself said it? Yeah, I'm sure you see me, it's much more appealing that we will be in the case. Eli Amad, Dushne is it. Manchen hochen die Pschitter, die manchen hochen die Sabtere. Sommer am Nacht bei uns bringen wir ein Bier, schau die Chuppe, wir kennen schon ja die Chuppe. Und die Kammer doch ein Tag, die Woche Chode, kann man immer mehr Hieße. So dann ist es eh, die Haus kann man immer mehr Hieße. Da ist auch Nadine, wie es ging. Die ist schon immer ein hoches Sabbat, der Tag. Ja, mal, wir haben immer ein Dei, die können wir verkaufen. Ja, die haben wir doch ein Dei, die wir verkaufen. So the whole Yalfuse by the Gubrim Seile accords with the Shita Matam. As a matter of fact, the Avishim in Paschal Matam. The Avishim in Katakam. I think that from the Rashi of Sochim is Mashma. The Rashi of Sochim is Mashma that he passes like a town. That where it's a result of dying,
the whole Kalahima collapses, so then we don't see that. We have a Shimshin Kutiki rate, we have a Mandai, we have a Moholosh, we have a the Makaram, the Shusarab, the Kotiner, the Yato Boyum, the Shor, the Kalahima, the Shemra, the Yel, Abolok, the Rahman, or Martin, the Kessel, the Yel, the Boyum, the Kalahima, the Malkin Kessel. In other words, when do we say that it's big chilish? When is it as a result of the Kalachimah without that, a new alochet is established. A new alochet is established. Because after all, the Torah explicitly says in regard to Karen, only happens. There is no pasuk in the Torah in Mishpatim that mentions full damages can come. So, as a result of the Tarfon's Kalahina, we have established a new halacha that is not mentioned in the Pasuk. It is not mentioned in the Pasuk. Mashiachim here, there is a Pasuk, Kin Kaspe Yechol. But the question is the scope of Kin Kaspe. So it's not that as a result of the Tarfon's Kalahina, we are establishing a new halacha. We are just interpreting the extent of Kinkas. Over there, the Pasuk doesn't mention explicitly any full damages, liability, in regard to Ta, Kerala. And Rav Tarfon is trying to establish a new aloha of liability of full damages by Ta, something that is not mentioned in the Pasuk. But here, as a result of this Kalachimah, so it's written, it's implicit in the Pasuk of the Kaspi, where the Kalachimah is only trying to define the scope of the Kaspi. So there we do not say that. This is very good.
They both agree that the Ahusa
is a halakha. But the machlokes was on the rabbanan. So Rabbi Yehuda Maseilo was also made it. Also made it that the rabbanan and Ahuso in certain situations so cannot be true. Only where there is a choshe of Shema Timzi. But where there is no choshe of Shema Timzi, then we're not cheshish for simpeis. Whereas, and in Yudhistik al-Hemea from Shepard Nines, the justice we're not cheshish for simpeis in the Rabbah. We got the Shepard Nines, we don't have the cheshish for simpeis for money. We got the Shoyim. And the Bagba rejected that al-Hemea. That's the al-Hemea that we have made anyway. So he rejected that Kalachim. And he said that whereas by Shibaknaimis, by Abod, we are not Cheshish for Simpenis because it's not Chayach by Abod. But by Isho, we are Cheshish for Simpenis. And Rabbi Ben Seire is not Cheshish for Simpenis even by Isho. He's only Cheshish for Shema Timzi. So that's why the Bible says that the Ahuse ordinarily cannot eat in Truma because of the Choshe of Shema Timzi until she is Nechnesseh. Now, in the Mishnah in Ksubes, that Nun Zayin mentions the Mishnah Rishenu and the Mishnah Achim. The Mishnah Rishenu says, in Ksuvim Zayin, that an Ahuse cannot eat in Truma Mirabonon until the set date has arrived. But the moment the set date has arrived, even though the wedding did not take place yet, so she can start eating in Truma. She started eating in Truma. And then Mishnah Chene says, that even after the set date, the date set for the wedding has arrived, but if the wedding did not take place, so then she still is a surah. So the Gemara says, what's not needed between the Lombes of Mishnah and Sheino and the Lombes of Mishnah and Sheino? So the Gemara says, Iksubes, according to Mishnah and Sheino, the only business why the Chachamim said, and now we're still not in Trumo is because of the possibility of Shema Timzi case, Liochio Lachis. So once the set date has arrived, so then we are not afraid, we don't anticipate such a contingency of Shema Timzi. Because then she already feels close to her house and she's already a little alienated from my family. She's already moving out. Even if she didn't move out, but she's already a little alienated. The set date has already arrived. After all, the holes didn't break up Mashiach. I mean, I'm quick that Mashiach has to give her a get. I mean, it's an oath. He doesn't intend to give her a get, so he intends to go through the way. But not on the set date. A little later, but she already feels alienated from her brothers and sisters. So there is no choshe of Shema Timzi cause. Asheinki Mishnah Chene holds that the reason as to why a Nahuze cannot eat Trumo is because of the possibility of Simpenis. So even if the set date has arrived, until the Chuppah actually takes place, there is still a possibility of Simpenis. Now, here the Morris, so there the Morris said something like that if we say, like Mishnah Chene, that she is a surah of Truma until she is necessary to obey, so then we have to apply, we have to operate, we have to apply the term of Simpenis. The town of Spain. And if we don't apply the time of Zibayis. We only apply the time of Ule, then we have to say like the Mishnah and the Shema. Question arises again, is the Mora, here the Mora says, and the Seira says, that all in now, now Husa cannot keep it anymore, until she is necessary for Paul. That means, he doesn't say, until Tagiyah's man, but actually comes out. So Rebbe Zeira is saying, why the Mishnah Achreine? According to Mishnah Achreine, so the Tam has to be Mishnah Zubaynes. How is it that Rebbe Zeira mentioned the Tam of all? Very strong Kashmir. At the Kodak of Mishnah Yule, in the Kodak of Mishnah Yule, Mashmah, the Hanik Mishnah Achreine, if you're in Kabalpi, שאם יחלס באגורס הזמן, עד שיקולס לחופה, יתאים לבית לתאפ על פי פי גם רואי ומשתר שינו, שיחל בתרומה של ידי הזמן, אם משהו יעולה או משהו יסימפה, אפילו הוכה, כי משתה חיינה, כולם אלה ניתן משהו סימפה, כי די זה הוסון, וכמה הוסון, ובסחי זה משהו סימפה, לא רק כמה משהו יעולה, דהיינו משהו שמור, אם זה